Hello?
Yes.
Yes, hi, good evening, Walter. My name is Richard and I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Good to hear that, sir. I just wanted to ask you, and I'm going to take a couple minutes of your time, sir. In which following state are you registered to vote? In Arizona?
Yeah, that's correct.
Good. Thank you, sir. And what year did you, that you were born, sir? Can you please provide me with that, sir?
I'd rather not.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Would you like to continue with this survey, sir?
I mean, I'm just asking, answering questions.
I understand. This. What I'm doing here is I'm doing a survey, Walter. And I, with all the respect to you, sir, and I just wanted to ask, that's the reason I'm asking, if it's okay with you, though.
Well, yeah, like I said, I mean, I'll answer whatever questions.
Thank you.
Yes,
the question that I ask is, what year that you were born? That's my question, sir.
So my answer was like, I was going to say. I mean, that, I'm sure my year that I was born doesn't impact the questions of our nation.
In order for me to continue, I have to put it in the system here. Because that's the
just put not available.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry, sir. Let me just go ahead and put here. Allow me just one moment, sir. Okay, let me ask you this. I know this is a long way but what are the chances you would vote in November election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote, or are the chances 50-50 for you to vote, sir?
Yeah, I don't know yet. I mean, I'm still deciding on that.
Well, not. Oh, so you don't know. Okay, good. If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Spam calls. You know, I get a lot of them.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you, sir. Okay, now thinking about the 2020 presidential election, do you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat John Biden? Or like many other people that you skip that you know. I mean, who do you vote for?
Yeah, again, I'm still not sure who I want to decide on voting on.
I understand that, sir. Thank you, sir. Okay, please be assured that this survey is being conducted for research purposes only, and that our response will remain strictly confidential. Will you please reconsider indicating who you like to vote for? Donald Trump or Joe Biden or another candidate? Or not to vote?
Well, I mean, there's still a decision. I still haven't decided yet. There's still a lot to factor in.
I understand that. Okay, thank you very much, sir. And thinking again about this November election, and the election for president were held today, will you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, or Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy?
Yeah, I don't know. That'd be a hard question.
Yeah, I understand that, sir. And we're putting that for undecided, right? Well, if the election were held today, if you had to decide right now, will you lean toward voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, or Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert Kennedy?
I don't know.
Thank you, sir. And I thank you so much for that information and your time. I know that it's very, very precious time for you, sir. Some people feel more certain about they plan to vote for while others still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there is no chance. Will you vote for them? Or in 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. I read with 0 meaning that there are no chances will you vote for them, and 100 meaning that will you definitely vote for them. For Donald Trump or Biden?
50%.
50%. Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you, sir. Let me just one moment, sir. And thank you so much for your precious time, sir. Okay, I'm going to just go ahead and ask this. And thinking about the election this November, if the election for Congress were held today, will you be voting for the Republican candidate or Democratic candidate in the in your district, sir?
I don't know.
You don't.
Again, look, I'm 50% Donald Trump, 50% Joe Biden right now, so I'm undecided.
50-50, I understand that. Okay, well, if the election were held today, then if you had decided right now to which candidate will you lean, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
I don't know.
Decide. Okay, thank you, sir. And if the election for the U.S. Senate were held today, will you be voting for Republican Kerry Lake or Democratic Ruben Gallego?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you, sir. Well, if the election were held today, to which candidate will you be leaning, Republican Kerry Lake or Democratic Ruben Gallego?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, thank you, sir. And I really appreciate for your time, sir. Thank you very much, sir. We're almost done with this. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party, sir?
Neither.
Neither. Okay, thank you, sir. Now, please, I just wanted to ask, President Biden should prioritize authorizing more permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work exceptionally jobs and contribute to the economy. Do you agree, strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree, sir?
I don't know.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, question will be, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree, sir?
I don't even know, honestly.
Thank you, sir. Okay, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigration from being targeted to deportation rates. You strongly agree? Some would agree, some would disagree, or strongly disagree, sir?
Honestly, I don't even know.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much for that, answering that question, sir. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigration to relieve pressure on cities and state experience and increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree, sir? Or you don't know?
That's a good question. I don't know. Actually, I got to let you go. I got someone waiting for finally arrived.
I understand that, sir. Okay, I really appreciate it for your time, sir. Thank you very much. We can call you back some other day, sir. Thank you very much. Por eso te digo, por eso te digo, hija, él no nos está monitoreando, porque no es un call center que estamos en pay, así como, ¿cómo te digo? Ese es como un trabajo eventual, pues. ¿verdad? Gracias a Dios. Este trabajo es como así como, aquí no los piden AFP ni nada de ley, aquí los pagan por trabajo.